Welcome and Father blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, Father blessing everyone on this April 1st, 2023. This is our lesson 379, part 6 of our chapter 76 entitled Judas. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our dear brother will bless us once more with the tiny tot song of our theme, Don't Forget the Sabbath.
Don't forget the Sabbath the Lord our God hath blessed. Of all the week the brightest, of all the week the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine. Its beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today, who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us all the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasures, its golden hours we'll spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. O gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings everyone. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath. This is the seventh day to keep it holy. This day is for Shabbat day, and we get to play. If the seventh day is God's day, please protect the Sabbath day. Words that we're about to learn. This will take the Sabbath. Everyone has the Sabbath. And Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear one, I have a small announcement. Next Sabbath, April 8, 2023, our Tiny Tots and family can resume their walk in nature to learn more about God's wonderful handiwork and share the experience doing part one of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And don't forget, little ones, use the gift that the Lord had given us, which is our five senses. And the background of this photo, we would like to thank our dear sister Joan. This is when she went on her nature walk. And this is a photo from California. And the flowers in the backgrounds are poppy. I hope I'm not saying it the wrong way. Is it poppy, Joshua? The name of the flower? Okay. So every time when we have this particular slide, I'm going to share all the photos that was taken during that time. And you will have the same experience too. If anyone during their nature walk has taken any pictures that they would like to be able to share with the remnant family, you may be able to send it and we will illustrate it. And you can be able to tell us about it, okay? I can't wait when you all begin, because last night it was raining so hard, and we know how beautiful the buds are going to have, the flowers and all that the Lord does during the springtime. So may you all enjoy your nature walk, dear ones. It is time for our precious little one to hear their last and final part of their chapter 11 entitled Sabbath Keeping in their storybook, The Story About Jesus. And our dear brother will share it with us.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John 5:17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." And verses 18 to 21. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will, quickeneth, makes alive." Next slide, please. The Savior declared that his action was in harmony with the Sabbath law. It was in harmony with the will and the work of God. "My Father worketh hitherto," he said, "and I work," John 5:17. God works continually in sustaining every living thing. Was his work to cease upon the Sabbath day? Should God forbid the sun to fulfill its office on the Sabbath? Should he cut off its rays from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation? Should the streams stay from watering the fields, and the waves of the sea still their ebbing and flowing? Must the wheat and maize stop growing, and the trees and flowers put forth no bud or blossom on the Sabbath? Then man would miss the fruit of the earth and the blessings that sustain his life. Nature must continue her work, or man would die. And man also has a work to do on this day. Next slide, please. The necessities of life must be attended to. The sick must be cared for. The wants of the needy must be supplied. God does not desire his creatures to suffer an hour's pain that may be relieved on the Sabbath or on any other day. Heaven's work never ceases, and we should never rest from doing good. Our own work, the law forbids us to do on the rest day of the Lord. The toil or a livelihood must cease. No labor or worldly pleasure or profit is lawful upon this, that day. But the Sabbath is not to be spent in useless inactivity. As God ceased from his labor of creating and rested on the Sabbath, so we are to rest and devote those sacred hours. He bids us lay aside our daily occupations and devote those sacred hours to healthful rest, to worship, and to holy deeds, doing good to our neighbors. This is from the story of Jesus, pages 71 and 72, 73 and 74, excuse me. Right?
Amen. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled Sabbath Keeping, part six, in our study, in our Tiny Talks lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And this is our final as well. And that will take place April 8, 2023. It's time for our Tiny Talks and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our part 33 of our water topic, The Water of Life. Let's have a listening ears, dear one, for our dear brother Josh will be the one to share. He will be rebooting his computer. He'll be right back. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Titi Rosie.
He's coming back. Meanwhile, if someone can be able to read the scripture, if they can be able to see, Jashi's computer is going to make it big. So if you like, I will just continue on the scripture until when he comes back. Verse 20, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the ministers, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. 21, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in our ears. 22, and all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And they say, is not this Joseph's son? 23. And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto them this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. 24. And he said, verily I said unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. 25. But I tell you of the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. 26. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And the last one, 27, and many lepers were in Israel in that time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Nahum the Syrian. Name it. You're back now? Okay.
Somebody's mic is off.
Just be patient there. When dear brother Josh is rebooting his computer, he's having a little bit of a technical difficulty this morning. But by God's grace, just give him a moment and we'll see if, by God's grace, it will be back up and running.
Can I be heard now?
Yes, dear brother.
Great. Okay, well, in today's lesson, we'll start on water plants. And the memory verse for the lesson is, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. Jesus persevered in trying to open the eyes of the misled people by explaining the words of Isaiah to them. And here's the lesson. Nature, water plants. Some plants live in water. They also need plenty of sunlight, as water plants usually live near the surface of the water or along the shore. Some water plants flow on the surface like duckweed. Duckgrass, not being firmly rooted at anything, is easily moved. And to remind us how at first the people were quite moved by Jesus' scripture reading, the tide of divine influence swept over them as their hearts were moved, moved upon by the Holy Spirit. They responded with fervent amens and praises as to the Lord. Other kinds of water plants, like eelgrass, live almost all under the surface of the water. The only time it is above water is when it blooms and its flowers float on top of the water. Eelgrass has some special coiled stems, like springs, that help it adjust to changes in the water level. This means the eelgrass can stretch or shrink in length. It can remind us of people shrank from inspection by those close searching eyes of Jesus after they realized what kind of a work he wanted to do in their lives. Still, other water plants like water marigold grow partway under the water. Many water Many water plants have air spaces in their stems and leaves. The air spaces help them to stand up or stay afloat. The air helping the plants to stand up or float is a good object lesson of how the Holy Spirit, the air, can buoy us up with courage to stand for the truth or keep afloat of the problems in our lives. Only a few special plants are able to live in or near water. Some of these that live in fresh water are duckweed, pondweeds, water lilies, sedges, and cattails. Trees such as bald cypresses, black gums, and willows grow in fresh water. Saltwater plants are eelgrass, cordgrass, and many different sedges. Plants that live near water remind me of the people of Nazareth who lived near the water of life for 30 years, yet did not recognize God's Son. And here reinforcers are activities to do to help you remember the lesson. 1. Observe water. 2. Find pictures of water plants to put on your bulletin board if you have one. 3. Visit a pond, lake, or other water source and look at the plants growing in or near it. 4. Read together as a family, Isaiah 61, in unison for all who can read. 5. Have your parents explain Isaiah 61 to you. And 6. Draw a picture of Isaiah 61 illustrating it. And remind, here are some things that you can do while you remember the lesson. 1. As you work together as a family, let your choice mind be a lesson. 2. Do you ever see animals drinking from a stream nearby when they are thirsty? The people of Nazareth did not drink from the water of life. Even though he was in their midst for 30 years, they were dry like a desert. And here's the remarkable parent food. The Lord is not pleased to have his people a band of mourners. He wants them to repent of their sins that they may enjoy the liberty of the sons of God. Then they will be filled with the praises of God and will be a blessing to others. The Lord Jesus was anointed also to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That he, Christ Jesus, might be glorified. Oh, that this might be the purpose of our lives. Then we should have regard even to the expression of our countenance, to our words, and even to the tone of our voice when we speak. All our business transactions would be wrought in faith and integrity. Then would the world be convinced that there is a people that are loyal to the God of heaven. God calls for all to come into harmony with himself. He will receive them if they will put away their evil actions. By union with the divine nature of Christ, they may escape the corrupting influences of this world. It's time for every one of us to decide whose side we are on. The agencies of Satan will work with every mind that will allow itself to be worked by him, but there are also heavenly agencies waiting to communicate the bright rays of the glory of God to all that are willing to receive him. It is truth that we want, precious truth in all its lovingness. Truth will bring liberty and gladness. Fourth Bible Commentary, pages 1153, 1154. And now, dear lesson of
DT Rosie, if you're talking, you're muted.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Seis días para trabajar, el séptimo es de Cristo. En él debemos descansar, pues pertenece a Cristo. y uno, dos y nuevo, tres. El cuatro es cinco y uno, seis. Pues no debemos de olvidar que el séptimo es de Cristo. One, two, three, four, five, six for us. One, two, three, four, five, six for us. One, two, three, four, five, six for us. The seventh is for Jesus. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Will Follow Thee. You could find it also in the hymn book, number 266. If you would like to be able to join to sing the hymn, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoe'er my life will be. Where thy goal is, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee.
Though the road be rough and thorny, trackless as the foaming sea, thou hast trod this way before me, and I'll gladly follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and the lament shed forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though I meet with tribulation, sorely tempted though I be, I remember thou wast tempted, and rejoice to follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and thou all men should forsake me. By thy grace, I'll follow thee.
Are we on the fifth one?
Number four.
Thank you. I want to sing.
Though thou leadest me through affliction, or forsaken though I be, thou hast destitute afflicted, and I only follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and through all, through men should forsake thee. By thy grace, I'll follow thee. Though to Jordan's rolling billows, cold and deep, thou leadest me. Thou hast crossed
the ways before me, and I still will follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee.
Amen. Welcome, dear Sister Shaka. Dear ones, if any of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, dear God, for this opportunity. And please protect the Sabbath word and Bible word. Please protect the people who's here, everybody that's not here, and that can come back to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 3, from the King James, and it reads, "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that are listening out of devices, we will end with part 6 of our lesson entitled Judas in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, maybe unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Say by Matthew chapter 26, verse 27, verse 4, King James Version. Say, I have sinned, in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? What is that to us? See thou to that.
Amen. Emma. Matthew.
Chapter
27,
verse 5,
King James Version. And he cast down
the pieces
of silver
in the temple, and departed.
And hanged himself. Amen. Matthew chapter 27, verse 7. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Amen.
Matthew?
Verse 8.
King James Version.
Wherefore, the field of blood.
Good. Unto this day.
This day.
Matthew. Chapter 27. Verse 9. King James Version. Good. Then.
Was fulfilled.
That was spoken by.
Jeremy.
The prophet.
Saying.
And they took. The 30 pieces. Of silver. The price. Of him.
Of his.
That was
valued.
Whom
they
of the children
of Israel
did value.
Okay.
Jeremiah.
Matthew.
Chapter 27.
Verse 10.
And gave them for the
Potter's field
as the
Lord
appointed me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover one page to end our chapter. Page 722. Welcome to all the precious family, dear ones. We are in the Desire of All Ages, page 722. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 722. And continuing, it says, Judas now cast himself at the feet of Jesus, acknowledging him to be the Son of God, and entreating him to deliver himself. The Savior did not reproach his betrayal. He knew that Judas did not repent. His confession was forced from his guilty soul by an awful sense of condemnation. The next slide, please. I'll go down to the next person, Henry.
Continuing,
of judgment.
Put your leg down so you can read. But he felt no deep, heartbreaking grief. That he had betrayed
the spotless.
You want to read? Okay, let's read together then. Son of God. And denied. The Holy One of Israel. Yet Jesus. Good, that's better. Spoke no word of condemnation. He looked pityingly upon Judas and said,
For this hour came I into the world.
Desire of ages. 722. Paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones, from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 from the King James Version with margin. This psalm was taken from the scripture singer song section, The Living Word, in our memory verse CD.
Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. was not anything made that was made, not anything. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Comprehended it not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. John chapter 1:1-4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our page 722. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? Maybe unmute your mic.
We're reading from Desire of Ages, page 722. A murmur of surprise ran through the assembly. With amazement, they beheld the forbearance of Christ toward his betrayer. Again, they were swept over them the conviction that this man was more than mortal. But if he was the Son of God, they questioned, why did he not free himself from his bonds and triumph over his accusers? Desire of Ages, page 722, paragraph 3.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 48, verse 14, with margin, also taken in the same section of the Living Word Memory CD. We'll be continuing paragraph 4 of our page 722. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one?
The Desire of Ages, page 722. Judas saw that his entreaties were in vain. He rushed from the hall exclaiming, "It is too late, it is too late." He felt that he could not live to see Jesus crucified, and in despair went out and hanged himself. Desire of Ages, page 722, paragraph 4.
Amen. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, but this one especially is on the spirit of prophecy. Sorry, it is a quote. And this one is taken from the spirit of prophecy in the book entitled Step to Christ in page 52, paragraph 2, with margin. And this was taken from the same scripture song singer, but this section is from Encouraging Quotes.
Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all sinfulness and fall at his feet.
Amen. Let us continue. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing the desire of ages, page 722. Later that same day on the road from Pilate's Hall to Calvary, there came an interruption to the shouts and jeers of the wicked throng who were leading Jesus to the place of crucifixion. As they passed a retired spot, next slide, please. Continuing, they saw at the foot of a lifeless tree the body of Judas. It was a most revolting sight. His weight had broken the cord by which he had hanged himself to the tree. In falling, his body had been horribly mangled, and dogs were now devouring it. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down.
Continuing, his remains were immediately buried out of sight, but there was less the mockery among the throng, and many a pale face revealed the thoughts within. Retribution seemed already visiting those who were guilty of the blood of Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 722, paragraph 5.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful song together. And this is also a quote from the Spirit of Prophecy book entitled The Ministry of Healing, page 487, paragraph 2, taken from the same section of Encouraging Quote of the Scripture Song Singer in the Memory Verse CD.
If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful. Unless we become co-workers with Him, those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. Ministry of Healing, page 487.
Amen. So we are going to withhold the sixth question for next week in our review, dear ones. If you have any other question besides these six, for we have six parts of our study, if it needs review or even research, you can send it beforehand. So next week, our review of part six, which is our final review of our chapter entitled Judas. If anyone, dear ones, would like to be able to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Go ahead. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who?
Art.
In heaven.
Heaven.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For. This.
This.
Blessed.
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 Sabbath. Thank you.
Thank you.
For
boy.
All. The lessons.
Yes.
We learn.
Be God.
Be with us.
Be with us.
For the rest of the day.
Be with us for this day.
The rest of the day.
Sleep this day.
In no other name.
No other name.
But Jesus.
But Jesus.
Christ.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Sabbath blessing, little Brooklyn, and all the little ones. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be part two review of our chapter 76, entitled Judas, our final part, 6, and that will be held April 8, 2023. Leaving our scripture and a quote from our study, Christ object lesson. Scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, I have pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And from the quotation, we are to take up the burdens that God appoints, bearing them for his sake, and ever going to him for rest. Whatever our work, God is honored by wholehearted, cheerful service. He is pleased when we take up our duties with gratitude and rejoicing that we are accounted worthy to be co-laborers with him. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.